Hi, I'm Nathan Ryder from Viva Survivors, and you're listening to Viva Minicast number 1. Viva Survivors is a daily blog about Viva prep and an irregular podcast about research, the Viva, and life after the PhD. In this short podcast, I've recorded 7 helpful posts from the last few months of the blog. These are 7 of my favourites, and if your Viva is in the future, I think they'll help you start getting to grips with that final hurdle. Stay tuned at the end for details of more useful things to help with your Viva prep. No accident. I've got a few questions for you. Did you do the work? Did you show up at the library or the lab or the office? Did you overcome obstacles through the tough times? Did you learn? Did you grow? Did you develop? If you did all of these during your PhD, how could you be in a bad position for the Viva? It's understandable if you're nervous, but it's no accident that you've got this far. Keep going. A good choice. In most institutions, PhD candidates can talk to their supervisors and discuss possible examiners. There may be hundreds of names that could fill the roles. What makes for a good choice? Who do you pick? How do you pick? I like creative thinking tools. There's a lot of them, and many approaches aimed at finding a creative solution to a problem propose divergent thinking, that's trying to find as many ideas as possible, followed by convergent thinking, using tools to narrow down possibilities to the most suitable choices. Some questions to open up the space of possible examiners. Who have you cited? Who have you met at conferences? Who has particular interest in the kind of research you've done? Who has a reputation for being excellent? Some questions to narrow the field. Who is just an absolute no, for whatever reason? Whose name would be a useful reference? Whose work have you criticised? Whose work do you find particularly influential? These questions can be useful, but I think you first need to have some idea of good examiner qualities. The overall question is far more personalised than people usually take it. Instead of, what qualities should you want in a good examiner, the question needs to be, what qualities do I want in my examiner? Bookmarked. If I gave you 10 bookmarks to put in your thesis, where would you put them? Do you go for the start of every chapter? This could make your thesis easier and quicker to navigate in the Viva. Do you find the 10 most important sections of your thesis? This way you can find the thread of your research with no problem. What if I gave you only 7? Or 3? 1? Of course, you're not restricted on bookmarks or post-it notes. Questions can really help you to think, though. Cut through everything and find what matters most, both in your thesis and to you. What's important about your thesis that you need to make it stand out, and why? First thoughts. Here's a quick reflective exercise for the end of the PhD. Take a sheet of paper, divide it into 3. In the top, write why. Why did you do a PhD? Answer the question. In the middle, write how. How did you do a PhD? Answer the question. At the bottom, write what. What did you find during your PhD? Answer the question. What were your motivations? How did you go about doing research? What were the results? Wrong. There's always a chance you've missed something. Not a typo, not a passage that needs editing, but something wrong. Maybe something that is a problem. It's a very small chance, though. Long odds. There's a greater chance that your examiners think there is something wrong, or that you've not acknowledged something they feel is really important. They might be right, but it's not a good idea to just accept what they say, or for you to put your head down and insist that you are right. Instead, ask them why. Why do they think you've made a mistake? What are their reasons? What's their thinking? Because you know your thinking. Once you have both pictures, you can start to see what the reality might be. What sounds like a mountain-high hurdle could be a tiny speed bump. After thinking and talking it through, it may not even be a problem. There's a chance that you're wrong, but given how far you've come, it's much more likely that you're right or know the way to right. Show your examiners. Advice. It will be like this. It will be like that. You need to do it this way. I did it that way. Check this book. Listen to that podcast. My friend said this. A friend of a friend had a nightmare experience. A friend of a friend of a friend failed. My sister's brother's best friend's dead dog's former owner knew someone who had their Viva and said it was no big deal. So what are you worried about? Everyone has an opinion about the Viva. Ask a few questions, listen to the answers, decide for yourself. Keep doing good work. Done. The day comes, you click print, and you've finished your PhD. Except for the Viva. You have your Viva, it goes well, and you've finished your PhD. Except for corrections. You take the time, do the work, finish your corrections, and now you've finished your PhD. Except you have to wait until graduation. Finally, the day comes, you cross the stage, shake a hand, and now you've finished your PhD. You're done. What now? That's all for Viva Minicast number 1. I hope this collection of reflections, tips and tools has been useful. Please share it with anyone who you think it'll help, and check out viva-survivors.com for more resources, daily blog posts, an archive of podcasts and more as well. You can follow me on Twitter at @VivaSurvivors or at Dr. Ryder, and drop me an email, podcast@viva-survivors.com. Until next time, I'm Nathan Ryder. Thanks for listening.